This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Deep breath, Jason.
Come on, let's make some magic happen.
Let's hear him on the boy. Let's give the boy a hand. Let's hear him for my baby. All you gotta understand. Whoa, maybe he's no Romeo, but he's my life and one man show. Whoa, let's hear him for the boy.
Please, if you can hear my voice, send help.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on our MyTalk app. I'm Jason Matheson. Alexis has the day off. Filling in today, the one, the only, the foodie queen, Stephanie Hansen.
Good morning.
Good morning. And there's the one, the only, the best Don McLean ever, Don McLean.
Good morning.
Good morning, and good morning all of you on this Friday, November 11th, 2022. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to Air Day. Welcome to National Metal Music Day. Welcome to National Sunday Day. Welcome to Origami Day. Welcome to Pokey Day. That's the little Japanese candy, by the way. Welcome to Singles Day. Welcome to Veterans Day, and welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Now, Stephanie Hansen doesn't usually drink coffee. She usually brings in prune juice or asparagus nectar or some sort of weird-ass bone broth or something. What's in your... What the hell are you drinking today?
Today I actually have coffee in the thermos that I've run over twice.
Oh, yeah, it's still kicking.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you guys, I have to say, it's been a while since I've been on, so I heard the, how's your cup of coffee? Your cup of coffee, and I got infinitely cheerful, so it's going to be a good Friday.
It is our Emperor Dan Seaman's favorite thing. It cheers him up, he said, when
it's
he hears
cheerful.
This.
It's very cheerful, yes. Yeah.
Well, so it's, have you drank the damn thing, or have you taken a drink of it?
You guys, just a little tip here. Whole Foods has a breakfast blend, and I travel with this coffee. If I'm sailing or going anywhere to Europe, I bring it in my bag.
Seriously?
Yes. Really?
It's dark, but it's not bitter, and it is just a slice of heaven. So get your Whole Foods breakfast blend. I don't even grind my own. I buy their ground up, and it's fantastic.
Oh, wow.
I love it. We are 4 minutes into the broadcast, and we're already getting food and drink tips from Stephanie Hansen, and that's why we love it. Whole Foods dark roast, everybody. There we go.
Breakfast blend.
Breakfast blend. Don McLean, how the hell's your tea?
It's really good. It's just the right temperature. I put it in the water in for longer this time because I already had my mug ready to go with my half and half in it in the fridge, so... I needed some really hot water. It's very specific.
No, that's what we're here for.
We got 3 hours to fill.
Yeah, exactly. And then what I did was I put in
some creamer.
A little bit of
agave. Oh, that's right. You don't do agave. But my coffee today from Starbucks is back. That's right.
What is it? Eggnog?
The brown sugar syrup shortage of 2022 is over. They found one bottle for me.
Oh, my God. You didn't bring in that natural bliss that they could have just used.
Like, I know.
Keep this behind the counter for me.
So, Starbucks, Steph, and people that haven't listened in the last 2 weeks or so, Starbucks has been out of their brown sugar syrup, which is used in several drinks. And, you know,
which seems weird, because if you got brown sugar, can't you make some syrup, Starbucks?
And that's what I've been saying. But so they've been out of it. And that's not a surprise, because, you know, we're still dealing with some pandemic related shortages here and there. So they were out of it. Well, I'd pull up to the box today. Manager Angela, Pylon Angela is not there, but Corey is. Corey's my other guy. And he goes, he said, oh, yeah. I said, Corey, he goes, Jace, you want your usual? And I go, well, and I put my sad voice on. I go, I can't have my usual. He goes, wait a minute. We just got a shipment in. And I heard him run in the back.
Oh, what a sweetheart.
He ran in the back, opened up one of the boxes, and there was some syrup.
That's a good day.
That's a good Friday.
Can
man.
You repeat your order? Because I have a feeling it's extra special with sprinkles on top, but I don't quite know.
It's changed, but Stephanie, what you're referring to, and I will gladly repeat it, because if Alexis was here, she would make fun of it. She adds a couple words.
But she gets it now, though.
I got it for her every day at the fair. She loves it. It is a venti salted caramel cream cold brew with a little extra foam, the foam blended on number 4, and one less pump of syrup.
Okay, I'm good on the less pump. That is a good tip. I always like less pumps. And when you get the full pumps, you feel a little gross.
A little gross. Too sugary, yeah.
A little too much pump.
Yeah. Well, depends on the day. But yeah. But this, I was told, because as we get older, we like less and less stuff that's overly sweet.
Yes.
Panda, Darling Panda, recommended the brown sugar oat milk shaken espresso. And I was told that I would love this drink, and they're absolutely right. It's less sugar, less calories, less sweet, oat milk, so it doesn't bother my belly.
Okay.
And if you catch my meaning.
And it's cold.
Yeah. And it's cold. It's iced, right?
Can you get it hot, too?
I don't know about that.
I'm sorry. I'm acting like you work at the Starbucks.
No, I kind of do. I should. Dawn's right. I should have another job there. But anyway, so this is the new drink, and it's really good. I love it because it's not too sweet. So there we go.
Okay, I'm going to try that, because your girl was told to drink a little more oat milk because she's got a little cholesterol going on. So
you have to drink more oat milk?
Well, do you know, if you drink 3 cups of oat milk a day, apparently you can reverse high cholesterol. But that's a lot to drink. Like, I'm not going to pound oat milk. So
no.
They were like, just put it in a latte, put it in like a protein shake. You'll get it in.
Is it
really?
There's something in the oats or the milk that like binds to whatever kind of lipids that create cholesterol and just cleans it right out.
Oh, that's really cool. I drink cashew milk, so maybe I should just
try it. Literally, it's kind of a miracle thing.
I do.
Dawn. Steph.
I went off one day because I couldn't find my silk unsweetened cashew milk.
These are the supply chain shortages. I hear it.
The My Talkers came almost too much. People were searching Cub Foods for Dawn for this very specific oat, for this almond milk.
Cashew milk.
No.
Let's get it right. Unsweetened.
Because, and it's the 25 calories.
Yeah, it's 25 calories. That's why I.
Yeah, because I was like, do you eat cashew cheese too? Because that's a thing.
Cashew cheese?
What?
Yeah, and it's quite good.
Oh my gosh, no, but I want to try it.
Yeah, it's a non-dairy cheese.
You know Dawn loves cheese, Steph. You know Dawn loves cheese.
I do.
She loves a good cheese.
You know what? I did not know that.
Any cheese, any kind of the stinkiest,
will try like a good Taleggio that's all like runny and smells like your old socks.
Yes, yes. Yum. I was in heaven in Switzerland.
I forgot you went to this epic European trip too. Mm-hmm. You guys, it's been so long.
I know.
It's been a long time.
I have a funny morning now doing morning drive story, but I don't know if this is the time to insert
it. We'll do it, we'll do it next. We have 3 hours, as you said.
Yeah,
and now we don't have forced movie reviews because poor Alexis is not feeling well. I should say that. She's fine, but Dawn and I predicted it. She was all up in Zen's face, snuggly bugly.
We knew this was going to happen. The Petri dish. Preschool every day with a new.
You know, sadness. I hear the struggle. It's real. Ellie's first 2 years of life were just a germ situation, one after another.
Yes.
And I was ill forever.
Well, and what makes it halfway entertaining for the show is she will come in. Or one day she was out and Dawn went on Instagram or Facebook and we log on and we see Alexis's post. And there's a post from like 8 hours ago with her all up in Zen's face, like snuggly buggly.
His mouth
we're like,
is about 3 inches from hers. It's open, hot breath.
Yes.
You know, he coughing, you know, cuddled in her neck, just in the crick.
So we're you're a mom, Dawn.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
You got no choice.
They're like a limp noodle, and you're like, oh, good.
And it's kind of, this is a horrible thing to say, but it's kind of, when they're sick, they're very low energy, so they're sweet.
Yes.
They just like snuggle, and they require less, so it's easier to love them.
It's easier, yes, and he's wanted Poppy for so long. He's been rejecting her. He's really attached to Poppy.
Oh, yeah, they get mad at you, and they switch their favorite people, and you're just toast.
Dawn, was Lexi a sick kid? You know, like some kids just get sick a lot, and some kids are just made of iron.
I don't remember her being sick that much.
Ellie was constantly sick, and then by the age of five, she was like the tank. She never got sick. A kid could vomit on her, and she'd be fine.
She didn't go to preschool until four. My mom, she stayed home with my dad.
Yeah.
And so that was so great. Eating, you know, all organic food, not being exposed to things.
That is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Because Dawn's been saying stuff that in the audience, too, Zen has been gotten the sniffles a lot. That kid is going to have an immune system like no other.
I can't believe he's been so sick. And it's all the kids at his preschool. It's not just.
Yeah, no, it goes through there like a wildfire in Colorado.
Oh, absolutely. It is just,
once it starts. And as a parent, and I've been this parent on both sides. I've been the parent that sends the kid to school with the sniffles because you have to work. And you just like, oh, my gosh, I can't miss more work. But I've also been the parent that the kid walks in the door of the daycare and starts coughing like they've got a phlegm going on for miles. And I'm just looking at the parent like, really? Really? You're starting the tsunami?
Yeah, you're the one. It's your fault.
Can't you keep a mom for one day? I've been on both sides. It's a horrible, it's like the choice.
Oh, God, I love this.
Sophie's choice. Are you going to send the kid, snotty kid, to school or not?
We're going to have a fun Friday. We're just getting started with Steph filling in for Lex. Go get some coffee of your own when we come back. Steph said she has a morning drive story. We're going to hear that. Plus, beer pies. Beer pies when we return.
It's Oprah.
She is so wise.
Out of context.
My town's been vibrating all day. I mean, the doorman, everybody's vibrating. It's just great.
That was Oprah.
Did she really say that?
Out of context.
Everybody's vibrating, I guess, in Oprah's world. Yeah. I don't know what the hell that means, but welcome back. That's why it's out of context.
That's right.
Jason, that's right. Jason and Alexis in the morning. That's Taylor Swift with Anti-Hero, which I'm looking at her computer. It's the song, I guess, that never ends. I don't know.
Dawn and I are like it. It shouldn't look this way. It's,
no,
it's hard to explain, but it's
hard to explain, listeners.
Okay?
Yeah, let's just cut it off. I'm Jace. Lex is off today. Stephanie Hansen from The Weekly Dish. And, of course, The Jason Show is joining us live. Good morning. Now, I'm reintroducing you because you said you had a story.
I do. Because, okay, when you do a morning drive,
yes, ma'am.
There's things that, like, you have to think about and things that have to happen. So what time are you going to get up? You know, you have a partner, right? So are you going to sleep with the partner? Are you going to, like, maybe he'll sleep in the guest room because you have to get up? Our bathroom in this house is very connected to the bedroom, and it's kind of hard to get ready and be in the bed at the same time. And so just some of these logistical things you got to work out.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're good. Like, I have done this show before, not a problem. What is new in my life is this giant man dog named Stanley.
No.
And Stanley does.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Doesn't really understand the rules of the morning drive game, nor does Stanley really understand rules in general because he's only 10 months.
Mm.
And he is a big, giant love bug. Like, if the dog could spend his entire day attached to me, mm-hmm. he would.
Oh,
he is very handsy. He's like a boxer in that way, where he's always batting mm-hmm. at you with his hands. He gets up on the bed and wants to, like, he knows he can't be on the bed. So if the back feet are on the ground, that's not on the bed in his mind. But he's so long and large, like, he can stretch across the entire queen size bed and still have his back feet on the ground. So we're working on manners and off the bed, and off is just like a sign for if I do it 12 more times, she'll finally let me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's very willful. So last night I'm like, hey, Kurt, you know, maybe do you like want to sleep in the guest room? Do you want me to sleep in the guest room? How do we want to work this? And he's like, well, I'll just do what we always do. I'm like, no, the dog's going to get up. The dog is also very motivated by food. So as soon as I literally open one eye,
oh,
it's like he knows.
Yeah.
And he's ready to eat. It could be 2 in the morning. It could be 6 in the morning. It's just he's ready to go. And he's on 10 mm-hmm. at the moment he opens his eyes. So I was like, okay, I'll do the dog. You sleep downstairs. Mm-hmm. And then after the dog's gone out and he's eaten his food and he's played around because he's very aggressive in the morning because he gets real excited, you know, then he does calm down and you can actually get him to lay down for a little bit so you can read the paper. But this is like a 45-minute process. So
yeah.
I had to like plan for this.
Thank you.
4:15.
Yeah.
The eye opened.
Uh-huh.
He is right there. He's ready to go. We do his stuff. We feed him. I do all the things. I have to play with him, which is like an elephant stampeding across the dining room floor. And I know Kurt's in the basement, but I can't help it. I've got to get the energy out. So he is like running full speed across, back and forth across the floor, chasing a water bottle full of treats. And I'm just laughing because I'm like, I know Kurt can hear this, but what can you do? You got to get it out.
You do.
So I finally, I'm getting him ready to go and I'm getting dressed. He's eating slippers. Like, it's been a whole morning of things.
Oh, gosh.
And he's standing at the top of the stairs because the guest room's downstairs, barking. Because he knows Kurt's down there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, no, be quiet, be quiet. Finally, I go, I get him to be quiet. I open the door. I like, come on, Stanley, get in your kennel. Get in your kennel. And he's like over at the bed, sniff, sniff, sniffling. Kurt's going, go lay down, go lay down. So I get him in the bed and I like close the kennel door and I'm walking into the garage and I'm getting ready to shut the door to be done with this dog for the morning. Uh-huh. And I hear him in there go, roof, roof, like a quiet bark, but like I'm in here and I know
he's
you're in here, Kurt.
Up.
Yep.
So we'll see how it goes when I get home today.
Sorry,
oh,
Kurt.
Gosh. Wow. What kind of dog is it?
Well, Dawn, we did do a DNA test.
Okay.
And he's 8 things and then we don't know the rest things.
Oh,
he is. Plus. He's boxer. He's lab. He does have like a small amount of pit in him. He's got a collie, Australian shepherd, which he doesn't even look like any of these dogs, but... Yeah, he's a lot.
His family got around, girl.
Well, and he was supposed to be a medium-sized dog that loved water when we bought him, because we have a cabin that you have to get in a boat and go.
Yeah.
So that's a big... You can't have a dog that won't get in the boat. And turns out, yeah, he doesn't love water.
Oh,
and
no.
He's at least 65 pounds and the longest, tallest, gangliest thing you've ever seen.
It's supposed to be a medium-sized dog.
Yes. And I would say his head is medium, but that's it.
Oh, God.
The only thing medium is the head.
And he's real cute. I really enjoy him. He brings a lot of joy, but, you know, they're work. My daughter wanted a dog, and after taking care of him for 4 days, I was like, Ellie, do you still want a dog? She's like, I kind of do, but I realize I'm not ready.
I don't think I'll ever be ready.
There are a lot of work.
Jason's dogs for a little bit, for a couple weeks.
Yep. Well, and coming off of an 18-year-old dog that for 5 years has basically slept 20% of, you know,
their life.
Yeah, it's a lot different.
Yeah. Dexter got up this morning with me, looked at me with the whole eye-opening thing. He knows when I wake up. And he sometimes goes in the bathroom with me to get ready. And I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do with you. I'm like, you know the routine.
Yeah.
I'm just going back to bed. Yeah. When we come back, some food, beer pies, and a special Frosty. And a woman I'm obsessed with on Instagram next.
You by Broadway at the Ordway, proudly presenting Disney's Beauty and the Beast. Well, it looks so good.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. On this Friday, November 11th, 2022, I'm Chase. Lex is off today. A little under the weather.
She's at the fair, actually.
She's at the fair, waiting for a rebath.
Yeah. Going to find the correct one here coming up in just a little bit.
Oh, we love it.
Have you guys been watching the new Saturday Night Live at all?
A little bit.
Just from time to time, depending on who the guest is.
The first one was, since like half the cast, Exodus, was kind of a clinker, but the one with Amy Schumer last weekend was pretty good. And the guy that just came into the music, Bad Habit singer, Steve Lacy, was the guest. And what you realize, like hearing that song on the radio is great. Like I kind of like it and it's different and it sounds weird and works for me. But seeing like a guy strumming literally the equivalent of a ukulele, just standing there doing that, feels like you're at a junior high rock concert.
Yeah.
I wondered why the non sequitur of SNL got brought up. I'm like, oh, the Badhead, Steve Lacy. That's right. Okay.
Sorry.
Well, oh my God.
Gotta follow
the train.
That's why I
love you. Absolutely. Please. Follow the Steph train. Steph's filling in for us. So you can also hear Steph on the Weekly Dish Saturdays from 9 to 11. Stephaniesdish.com is her website, and you can see her all the time over there on the talk show, on the Jason Show. And we're thrilled that she's here. Speaking of Steph, well, you know, from time to time, more often than not, we talk a little food, either around 6:15 or 6:30. We're going to do it now, and we're going to begin with beer pies.
Yeah, Blue Moon has gotten into the what else can we do to sell our beer during the holidays game. And they have created little pies to complement each one of their beers.
A pairing.
Exactly. So instead of that little orange slice that you put on top, it's pretty cute. They have a mini pie that they've stuck on the rim. There are three different flavors, and you can buy them in a pack of three on their website. They're like, you better get them now because they're going to go fast.
Because they made 10.
Yeah, they made 10 of them. You can go to bluemoonpiepints.com. The three pies are a spiced citrus pumpkin pie with a hint of orange.
Okay.
That complements the Blue Moon Belgian White. Then you have a coconut citrus with a decadent coconut orange filling. And that's for Moon Haze. And then the mango and pineapple custard-filled Tropic Sky Pie that goes with this light sky citrus wheat and tropical wheat.
Good gimmick.
It is.
They're probably all little good pies.
You get three for $18.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Like three little pies that go on the side of a beer glass for $18.
Yeah. That doesn't seem like a good value to me.
It is not a good value. You have to kind of be obsessed with Blue Moon and pies,
or they just made 10 of them and we just did, you know, all the marketing that they get. It represents like $2 million worth of marketing for $18 worth of pies.
That's true.
It's brilliant.
Or that.
They're pairing up with somebody named Melissa. She's the founder of Baked by Melissa in Denver.
Well, that's cool.
Yes,
like supporting small businesses. I like that part.
I love it. Yeah,
I
love
that's it. What I today's Greek chorus is Oprah today. She's all over yesterday it was Whoopi Goldberg. Today it's Oprah. By the way, Oprah, what's coming up on our show a little bit later?
Full body and cavity searches.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, man.
But that's what.
Stephanie, were you prepared for that?
I'm kind of excited, actually. Full body and cavity searches. It's like a twofer. Uh-huh.
That's right. But Oprah did that this year, Steph. I don't know, with her favorite things. It was a celebration of small businesses.
I think I knew that, but
yeah.
In the day, Oprah's favorite things, like I was all over it. It because she doesn't like have a show.
It is.
And kind of the magazine, like it's sort of hard to find. And what is it anymore? And is it still relevant?
Yeah. I think it still is. It definitely helps these businesses because they've connected with Amazon, which I think is so smart because you can get the ease of it is so easy, even easier than when the show was around, because now it's all in one complete list, all on Amazon.
Okay.
So So it's like,
all right, I'm going to check that out then.
There's some good things this year, like some crazy things. But anyway, more food news. Wendy's announced this week that for the holidays, they're going to do a peppermint frosting.
I was just like waiting for it. Hooray. I hope it tastes like Andy's mints in a cup.
Yes. Yes.
That's what I want.
Right.
I think this is brilliant.
Are you going to put French fries in it, though?
Yes. Whoops. No, I'm not doing any of it, but that's what I would do.
Livia, she's not doing any of this.
But yeah.
Come on. They're not the boss of you. You could put some fries in a milkshake. And
Stephanie, you saw her at Disney. Oh, God. We laughed about this fairly recently, Steph. No, I'm sorry. We left. I don't even know if I told Dawn. So my talkers, Steph and Dawn were on that big Disney World trip last October. And recently... Yeah, Dawn, I didn't tell you this. Recently, I went back with the owners of Red Cow and Red Rabbit, Luke and Tracy, and they wanted to experience the TFG way. So we start on our Epcot day, we start off in fake France. And you guys know what I'm going to say.
We always start off in fake France because it's the first one.
Right there.
Yeah.
So my talkers, there's like a bakery patisserie there. And... again, my talkers, first stop of the day. And this is our food and wine festival day, which means we are supposed to eat around the world. Like we have 12 pavilions to go to, 20 some additional pavilions where we're all supposed to share, eat little nibblies. Dawn's already shaking her head.
I think I have a picture of what you're going to talk about.
Yeah. So, again, first stop of the day. And we all go into this bakery and we're separated because we're trying to divide and conquer. Some people go get champagne. Two groups go into the bakery. We come out. And between the two groups that went into the bakery, which I believe Hanson, you were one of them, we come out and we have filled like this bench area with food.
We had 30 things.
30 baked goods laying on, and then the next group comes out of the bakery with an additional, like another round of stuff.
And they're all full size.
Full size.
They weren't like minis.
No. And Colin was getting champagne, and he comes back, and Colin is the organizer, and he knows what this day is supposed to be like. He was having cardiac arrest just watching us. Yes. He goes, "Why did you buy all this stuff?" And because, again, first stop, everybody, first stop of the day. And now we're all full because we've eaten everything in France.
He's like, "You need to save room.
Yes.
You need to save your calories. You need to ration. We have just started this adventure."
I'm drinking tweeting my actually, champagne. Yeah, it's a 21-second video to my Twitter, Dawn at Dark. It's me talking about how much food you guys have.
Yes,
Hanson's sitting right next to me. Jason, you're in it as well. So
you
can see the line of food we have on this concrete
on
planter thing that just goes on forever.
Go to Dawn at Dark on Twitter now, my talkers. Colin was so irritated because, bless his heart, he was right. He knew. And then the reason I was also triggered by this is poor Dawn That's why Dawn. Well, no. Dawn, right, Steph, was so disciplined.
Yes.
So damn disciplined that when you see the food in this video of Dawn, Dawn passed on all of it.
No idea the dedication.
Thank you, Steph.
The sincerity and the seriousness with which Dawn McClain takes their endorsement, because I'm here to tell you, I was like waving food under the woman's nose.
She was.
Eat this.
And she was just steadfast and strong. And I just had to eat two of everything then.
Yeah. Oh, God. We did. We ate everything. And Dawn was like, no. Maybe a little meat in Brazil. Yeah. Like, just a little meat.
She'd find, like, one thing, and I'd be like, Dawn, you can have this. It's just protein. Yeah. This is a good one for you.
Yeah, definitely. And I definitely, I looked at the menu in advance, and I knew the three places I could go. Because just so you guys know, it's not that restrictive, the program, but all of the foods here are, like, super high-fat, high-calorie.
Decadent, yes.
And they're decadent because each country wants to show off the best food.
The food and wine experience. And while Dawn was getting her Brazil piece of protein stick, we'll call it, producer Jeff was the Mexican temple drinking the tequila flight like it was just for him.
Yeah. Steph got flights for everyone to sample. And I've referenced him on this show before. Everyone knows him by now. Executive producer Jeff over at the TV show. And Dawn is getting her meats. Dawn is on a mission, I believe, with Colin. I think so. No, you went by yourself.
I ran. I didn't want to fall behind. Yeah. I'm going to go to Brazil.
Namibia, she's exercising on the way to get the meat stick.
And then I got the wrong order, and I got back to you guys, and I was like, oh, this isn't right. I can't eat this. So I gave it to Jeff.
Yes.
And I'm like, you eat that. And Stephanie's like, go back and get what you need. We'll wait.
Your meat. So Steph is inside the pavilion with Jeff and a couple other of the boys. And again, Steph is very generous. And she's like, I'm going to buy a couple tasting flights for everyone to sample.
Oh, God.
I'm outside with my buddy, Hey Haley, my friend Jen, a couple other people. Now, Jeff is not excitable. Like, Jeff has basically one speed. You know what I mean? And it's not like me. I get excited. I'm a boisterous. Yeah. You know, Jeff is like a 44 record. You know
He's
what I mean?
Steady just one, Eddie.
Steady Eddie. So, Steph, I get a text message because now Colin is in the temple. I'll wrap this up. We got to go. Colin is in the temple with Stephanie and the boys. And I will never forget this as long as I live.
I was in that temple too.
Yeah.
What happened.
My wrist vibrates and I look down at my watch and it's a text from my husband and it reads, "We have a problem on our hands." and he said, "Jeff," and I got ready to read the text, and then Jeff emerges from the temple and he goes, "I love Mexico," because he had downed Stephanie's flight of tequila shots.
Yeah, it's like he thought it was like he didn't realize it was for everyone
it was
to
like
share.
A sipping tasting,
like a little, and they were tiny little
tiny.
Shots. They were basically like four tablespoons. Oh. Right, and then he was like, "Oh, that one's good," and just like, yep. And I'm like,
"Like, drank the whole flight."
I already had some other alcohol that had just kicked in.
That's right, Dawn. We had already been to England. Anyway, it was hysterical. So now every time we go to Mexico, we always go, "I love Mexico."
And Jeff, it was like, "Oh, it's fun, Jeff."
Yeah. So when we brought Red Cow family, we said that story, and a little bit later in our show today, I'll tell you another thing that stuck out. That's another saying that was delivered by Stephanie Hansen. We'll get to that maybe a little bit later. But when we come back, some big stories of the day, including, I can't wait to tell you this, all of the dish that Bethany dropped in her new podcast. And it is actually good dish, like stuff you've never heard before. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Little pop culture reminder, two big things. Wakanda Forever opened, everybody, this weekend. And the new season for TV of Yellowstone debuts this weekend.
Oh, so, rip!
two big franchises.
Rip, Beth, they're all back.
Do you watch Yellowstone?
Oh, boy. Nancy? I kind of fell into a Yellowstone hole, and it took me a while to get out.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. I loved the first season, then the second season was good, and then it kind of got a little not as good than three, better in four, and I'm just ready for it. And it's the same season every season, just different people, but different plot twists. But there's something about the scenery and Kevin Costner and that bossy little brassy Beth with her cigarettes and her hot guy Rip that really does it for me.
Okay. I know my in-laws watch it. Colin and I tried it. We gave it a good Alexis Thompson 3, and no.
I think if you've watched 3 of something, that was always my rule of Game of Thrones. Like, because people thought, like, I'm not into Dungeons & Dragons. I'm like, no, it's not that. It's like the royal family, but you got to watch 3 because there's so many people you won't know what's going on.
Yeah.
That's fair. Like, you know.
Speaking of the royal family, Dawn and I have our first impressions of the new season of The Crown, which dropped yesterday. Coming up in our second hour, so
okay, because I'm real interested in Dominic West too.
Oh, good, because I did a deep dive on him just as a person.
Oh, well, and
he's
I have
had
very
some life.
Well, yes, I have strong feelings on the casting for this season.
Oh,
so,
you're not alone. Mm-hmm. There's been some controversy about that.
That is something else.
There's the reviews are very jellied, very jellied.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. That's coming up in our second hour. Wow. Now, my talkers, do not turn over to Kathy Werzer if you don't listen to The Housewives. This is fascinating, even if you don't, because Bethany delivered. Sometimes they overhype these podcasts, and it's really not what they, you know, or they give you a little tidbit when they promise the moon. Bethany has a new podcast called Rewives, which follows the trend of all these rewatch podcasts where stars of a show will rewatch their show and give you inside dish. It's a great concept.
Mm-hmm.
I have a story coming up we may get to today. Ryan Murphy joined a Glee rewatch podcast and dumped a whole bunch of tea. We may get to that. If not, we'll do it Monday. Anyway, Bethany's has a slight twist. Instead of Bethany just watching starting from season one and going through every episode, she's picking iconic episodes or moments and kind of dissecting them and talking about them in grander scales with a guest. And her guest was very unexpected for the premiere episode, Elizabeth Moss from Handmaid's Tale and Mad Men, who is a giant Housewives fan.
Oh.
And a big Scientologist.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they talked about the best episode, I believe, in reality show history, and that is Scary Island. when Kelly Ben Simone lost her mind. When they went to St. John's for a little housewives trip in season 3 of The Real Housewives of New York.
This now, almost makes me just want to watch that episode.
You actually can. And
yeah, it's now, but I'm going to broaden it out. Yes, she gives dish about that particular episode. But what I found fascinating was her broader dish about the show and how it's made and what, you know, how the sausage comes into fruition. One of the things, if you've ever wondered how, like, okay, why are they filming a Bethany event? Or why are they going to Ramona's, skincare launch party? Well, what they do is these housewives at the beginning of the season, it's like going to the highest bidder. They pitch all what's going on with the producers sit down with the wives and they go, okay, Stephanie, tell me what's going on in your life for the next 4 months. Do you have some tent poles? Do you have some events? You know, okay, I'm going to have a book signing. Kurt and I are in our bread van and we're going to be driving to Utah for no apparent reason. You know what I mean? And then they're going to go to Dawn and Dawn will be like, okay, I'm going to be paranormal investigating a prison in Pennsylvania. Okay. Okay, you get what I mean.
Yeah.
And then the producers kind of decide, okay, Steph, we're going to promote your book at this event. We'll allow you. So blah, 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 blah. And then Dawn will follow your business. That sounds interesting. We'll film that and we'll have all the girls go to that event.
Right.
But what was even so that to me is interesting. I love to find out how production schedules all that stuff. Sure. So it's kind of like just because you have an event promoting your business, you may not get it filmed. It's what the producers think will make good TV. And then Bethany said, look, yes, they pay for these hotels. You know, they Bravo does pay for these hotels. She said, but you do the work. So if it's a Bethany event, like a skinny girl event, she's like, producers don't work that event. That you still have to. She goes, so it's like double work. She goes, yes, you're getting the publicity. She said, but it's not like producers are cleaning up after your event when you're done.
No, you're doing it.
You're doing it. They're just filming and then peace out. And she said, that's just how it works. And she was then reiterated that she was the first one to really monetize the phenomenon of Housewives, which I just find endlessly fascinating because I just think it's so brilliant that she put these little triggers in her contract where she was always allowed without limitation to mention Skinny Girl, which is brilliant. Brilliant. Bravo didn't think anything of it. They didn't think it was going to be anything. So that's why Bethany's products are mentioned way more than anybody else. And Bethany doesn't share the profits. Every other housewife has to give Bravo a cut. And I love it. I'm just like, it's brilliant.
She's
like,
a very smart businesswoman.
Talk about her little cocktail company. It's okay. Yep. Just let her say it.
Let her say it. Yeah. Let her say it. But every time, like if Countess Luann mentions her cabaret, Bravo gets a cut. Bravo gets paid, like a fee. And then she claimed, we got to go. But she also said that she saved Sonia and Alex McCord in the early seasons from getting fired by like starting some drama to help them out. So it is reality, which we always thought, but it's reality sometimes skewed. So I would listen to it if I were you. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's called Rewives wherever you get your podcasts. Boom. When we come back, like I said, we're going to talk about The Crown. Next.